1. The accession's links with the two regions of the energy grid just fell away, twin collapsing pinnacles of fluted skein fabric sinking back into the grid like idealized renderings of some spent explosion at sea. Both layers of the grid oscillated for a few moments, again like some abstractly perfect liquid, then lay still. The waves produced on the grid surfaces damped quickly to nothing, absorbed. The accession floated free on the skein of real space, otherwise as enigmatic as ever. There was for a while silence between the three watching ships. Eventually the sober council asked, "Is that it?" "So it would appear," the fate amenable to change replied. It felt terrified, elated, disappointed all at once. Terrified to be in the presence of something that could do what it had just observed. Elated to have witnessed it and taken the measurements it had. There were data here. In the velocity of the skein grid collapse. In the apparent viscosity of the grid's reaction to the link's decoupling. That would fuel genuinely, utterly original science. And disappointed, because it had a sneaking feeling that that was it. The accession was going to sit here like this for a while, still doing nothing. Seemingly endless boredom, instance of blinding terror. Endless boredom again. With the accession around, you didn't need a war. The fate amenable to change started relaying all the data it had collected on the gridscan link's collapse to a variety of other ships without even collating it properly first. Get it out of this one location first, just in case. Another part of its mind was thinking about it, though. "That thing reacted," it told the other two craft. "To the affront signal," the appeal to reason sent. "I was wondering about that. Could this be the state in which the peace makes plenty?" discovered the entity, the sober council asked. "It could indeed, couldn't it?" the fate amenable to change agreed. "The time has come," the appeal to reason sent. "I'm sending in a drone." "No! You wait until accession assumes a configuration it probably possessed when it overpowered your comrade, and then you decide to approach it just as it must have. Are you quite mad?" "We cannot just sit here any longer," the appeal to reason told the culture craft. "The war is days away from us. We have tried every form of communication known to life and had nothing in return. We must do more. Launching drone in 2 seconds. Do not attempt to interfere with it."